sometimes in the life of a podcast that's going on 5 years, it's time to have some fun. And that time is now. We spent a long time last year talking about massacres and deaths and destruction. And this year, we have a much more fun and exciting segment.
And important.
It's extremely important. It's, one might even say it's scientific. I'm not sure who that one person is.
Me. I would say this is scientific.
I mean, there's a method to it, I guess.
But get ready, because we're going to play Smash or Pass. And every month, it's going to be a different theme. Today's theme is Cryptids of Pennsylvania. This is going to give you a nice peek into what it's like inside our brains.
I'm so sorry.
We apologize in advance.
Yeah.
All right, guys and gal, are you ready to play Smash or Pass? Cryptids of Pennsylvania.
I don't think I've ever been more ready.
Yeah, I've never been more ready for an episode that we were going to do.
Yeah.
I've actually done a lot of research, self-discovery. I've looked into a lot of things. I have multiple web pages brought up. I'm ready. I've never once done more research for an episode we put out.
So we're going to have today 8 cryptids well known inside Pennsylvania. And I'm just going to do them in alphabetical order to be fair to the cryptid. For those of you who do not know what Smash or Pass is, if you're a youngin', you absolutely do, I'm sure. For those older folks out there listening to us, this is one of those fun little games that the quote kids came up with early 2000s, I believe, actually. And it's in which you evaluate the sexual desirability of, in this case, weird stuff. In our case, we're going to be talking about weird stuff because that's us. And you declare whether you would hypothetically want to smash them, have sex with them, or pass. No, you don't want to have sex with them.
This is, of course, assuming consent.
Right. We do not encourage anyone to smash anyone or anything that can't consent.
Please and thank you.
Just a little quick side note here, since this is the first episode that we're doing this, the game became so popular that even in German, they had to add a new word for a smash, which is a smashen. And that was added in 2022 as the youth word of the year. So for my German listeners, smashen oder passieren.
That was good. That was good.
Go Germany. Alphabetically, we are starting. And we're also starting alphabetically with us. So that means that Court is going to be going first, then JC, then Kayla, and then myself. So first up, we have the Albatwitch. Now, we've done an entire episode about Albatwitch, and we've even done a TTRPG episode, Court versus Cryptid versus the Albatwitch. So for those of you who may be new listeners, you haven't listened to those older episodes yet. Well, the Albatwitch basically means apple snitch, and it is a smaller version of a Bigfoot. About 4 feet tall. Some people don't even like that explanation of an Albatwitch. They think that it's they don't want it to be associated with Bigfoot in any way. But honestly, it's probably the best way to describe it, because it is like a small ape-like creature that likes to chuck apples at people. So these little creatures are from the Chickies Rock area, and we'd put them not too far away from Lancaster County, Columbia County. And apparently there's been some more recent sightings in York County. All right, so Cord, you're up first. Albatwitch, smash or pass?
I'm going to choose pass, and here's my reason, okay? I think throwing apples at people is rude, and I do not think it is a particularly funny prank. So he comes off as very immature to me. So pass, please.
Interesting.
I'm for smash, and I'll tell you why. Because apples are delicious, and I'd love to have some in the bedroom with us. You know, we're in there, we're having a good time, and then you want a refreshing snack. He's got apples already. I'm in. It's a smash all the way.
Yeah, but if he's like a Bigfoot, he probably smells like f-ing fermented apples.
Hey, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to smash, okay?
I think the smell of something has a direct impact on the choice of smash and or pass.
I disagree. I guess I'm not as shallow as you guys.
I'm shallow as fuck. I will be the first to admit I am shallow as fuck.
I'm not.
I'll give my take, which is the most shallow take, and I'm probably going to get hate from a lot of people.
Mainly me.
Mainly JC, but he's just too short for me, bro.
Wow. You can't handle a short king. You know what, short kings? I got you, short kings.
I'm definitely going to have to pass. I agree with Cord that throwing apples is extremely immature. So the real question here is, there might be some initial smashing, but then what if you do want to have an actual relationship? It's not going to work out because this thing is way too immature, like throwing things at people. That also kind of seems childlike in some ways, and I'm definitely passing on that. Up next, we have the Dragon of Fayette, Pennsylvania. We have not gotten into the Dragon of Fayette yet, but we will cover it very soon.
Oh, I'll get into it.
The quick and the dirty, since we're doing that today. March 18th, 2012, in the southern part of Fayette County in Pennsylvania, a man was walking his dog pretty late at night. We're talking like close to midnight. He's in his front yard. He hears whooshing. He explains that he saw a 55-foot large flying creature that, quote, looked like a dragon. He claimed that he got a very good look at it, that the body was about 22 feet long with a wingspan of 18 feet wide. It looked like it had a shiny reflective surface on it, like it had scales that were shiny, and that it had talon-like features at the end of these very long wings, and that it had a cone shape around the head, and it had a very long neck. Kind of sounds like a dragon. Also had an ominous orange glow to it, his quote as well. And it had a very deep, throaty sound to it, like a foghorn on a boat. He only saw this thing for about 20 seconds, but he was able to draw, or have someone draw for him, a rendition of what this thing looks like. And yeah, it looks, you know, kind of like a dragon. This is why it's called the Fayette County Dragon. All right, guys. But here's the real question. Smash or pass?
Okay, so I was going to make a comment about, you know, it being dragon-like and everything, and that would be the reason why I say smash, but then you said it had a deep throaty call, so I'm going to go with that being the reason why I'm going to say smash.
You know, I 100% agree with Cord. There's nothing better than some deep throating, and this thing can obviously handle that. So I'm smashing. I'm smashing until I can't smash no more. And it's 55-ish foot long. It's going to be the big spoon afterwards, and I'm going to feel safe as f***.
I'm going to go with smash, because there's nothing like a dragon to make you feel like a treasure. Also, the bellowing like a foghorn just does it for me.
Cord, I am highly disappointed in you, Cord.
Why?
I'm not, Cord. I love you.
You know Dragon, Cord?
Dragon these nuts! I was surprised you didn't do it, no! Too. No!
I missed it!
You did. And
what in the hell, Cord?
Everyone is disappointed in you.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have to say that as an avid player of Dungeons & Dragons, if I don't say smash, it's a dragon. Come on, man. I'm rolling to seduce the dragon, is what I'm saying.
So we all smash in that dragon like Donkey in the Shrek movie?
Okay. Next up, we have what is known as the Giant Serpent of Adams County. So I added this one because it does come up occasionally, and this is not a cryptid that we've talked about a whole bunch at all, but apparently in Adams County, Pennsylvania, someone saw a very, very large serpent / snake creature, although there is some conjecture about whether or not it was just an actual invasive snake. So giant serpent is a borderline cryptid, but we're going to add him just for fun anyway. Cord, Giant Serpent of Adams County. Smash or pass?
Well, I'm going to say a snake that size would probably be a constrictor, I would assume. And I don't like being choked, so I'm going to say pass.
I mean, it's a giant serpent. So, yeah, I'm going to smash. I'll tell you why. I've gone my entire life wanting, just for once, to be able to be like, yeah, I got a giant serpent in these pants. And I feel like I'd be able to make that joke after or even during the flirting with the giant serpent of Adams County. So yeah, I'm smashing.
I'm actually a little conflicted on this one because I've held a snake and it's just weird. The way that they move, like the way their muscles constrict and shit is just weird and it kind of skeeves me out. I love snakes, but it still skeeves me out. So I think the fear of being crushed to death because the snake didn't respect my safe word is outweighing my urge to smash. So I'm going to pass, but I think I'm going to regret passing and I'm going to think about it for the rest of my life, what I probably could have had a really, really interesting experience.
I am going to pass because I'm not even sure that it's real and it just might be a giant snake. And I'm not into that. Mythological creatures, yes, but I'm not taking the chance that I might actually be wound up with, you know, just a snake.
And you just go to jail.
Okay, next up we have the Gewoggle. And this one we haven't gotten into yet either. We will, though. This is Clinton County, Pennsylvania, very specific to that area. Usually seen while you're hiking. It is about 6 feet tall, shaped like a wolf. Usually walks on its hind legs. Instead of having front paws, it has bird claws, and its back feet that it stands up on are actually horse hooves. And supposedly this was to keep from people tracking it successfully, because it would just look like horses walking through, you know, mud or whatever. This one does involve women who were supposedly witches. And so this isn't necessarily a cryptid as much as it was seen as something that could be conjured. It's definitely included since it's very reminiscent of like a Pennsylvania version of the Jersey Devil. So, which, you know, no, we're not talking about Jersey Devil today. That's another episode, JC. I know how much you probably want to smash that, but
if Jersey was real.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
I got feelings about that one. I'll hold on to it.
So, Gewoggle, cord, smash or pass.
You know, I don't know why, so I'm not really going to give too much of a reason, but something is telling me to say pass. There's just something about him that I just don't like him. He gives me bad vibes.
Well, that comes to me then. And one thing you said, Kiki, is that this thing can be conjured. And if there's one thing I'm looking in for something to smash, it's the booty call factor. You know, 3 a.m. just be like, I'm lonely and I want to get down. And this thing responds, I'm in. I'm smashing till I can't smash no more. Yeah, you could conjure it. I'm in.
I just can't stop hearing 3 a.m. the song. Baby. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Anyway.
What do you think, Kayla?
I forgot it was my turn. I'm going to go with pass. My reasoning being, you know, it's got a wolf shape, but the clawed hands and the hoofed feet. You just can't decide what he wants to be. And that's just not the kind of creature that, you know, I need in my life right now. I need somebody who can commit.
I like the adaptability in smashing.
Both very good arguments.
I hate to say that I'm going to agree with JC on this one, but I'm definitely smashing. You know why? Because this thing, if you look at the picture of it, y'all seen Dracula?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the scene where she's getting it on with like Dracula, but he's half in wolf form? That's pretty hot.
Okay.
You know, because you think because he's a dude, you know, like he's not actually a dog. So what if it's just a dude that like shapeshifts? You know, what if he's a warlock?
Well, see, for me, a werewolf, it would be a different story, but I can't get behind the clawed hand hooves.
I was going to be honest, like the clawed hands, that was almost a deal breaker for me because it's like, what's that handy like? Do I want to f*** around with that?
Scaly?
Yeah, probably. And I don't know if I could deal with that. But I like, once again, I go back to the being able to conjure it up at 3 a.m. It's the reliability.
That's true. Good communication. I'm not changing my answer, though.
No, I wasn't trying to get you to.
I'm not changing my answer, nor am I going into anything at all about the claws. Next up, we have the Potter County, nondescript. Now, we are going to be talking about the nondescript very, very soon in our episode dedicated to the weirdness that happens in just Potter County, which is also happens to be one of the most beautiful counties of Pennsylvania. Shout out to Potter. So the nondescript, well, it's nondescript, isn't it? Cord, you're going to be doing that. So we're not going to get too much into the creature because we're going to be doing a whole episode, you know, that's going to include a whole segment on the creature. So would it be safe to say, though, I've seen it described as the Pennsylvania's version of the hide behind?
Yes.
Okay. And then, yeah, so give a brief description of that.
It's about 9 foot tall, hairy man. I believe they said about 9 foot tall, like 8-9 feet. And, looks kind of like he has walrus tusks.
Smash or pass?
I'm going to say smash, because since I've been doing research on him, I feel like I know him. I'm confident. This is a good idea. We vibe.
I'm sitting here thinking, and like, if you guys could see me, like, I have my thumbs under my chin and like my hands in front of my face, like I'm in deep, deep thought. And for the love of me, I cannot find a reason why I would pass. So I'm just going to smash. I'm going to smash until I know exactly how to explain this thing. I'm going to know its body so well.
This is...
Oh, no!
I'm having fun. This is my favorite episode.
I'm going to... You know what? And I think it was Cord on the one of the previous ones that said, you just get that vibe. And I'm going to pass because I get that vibe. The walrus tusks almost do it for me. Like, that's you got something to grab onto. But I don't know. You would think it would be a smash for me because it fits like almost every category, right? Big, hairy. I don't know where he lost me. I guess it's being nondescript. He's kind of flighty for me.
Okay.
Nondescript, it doesn't make you seem like you're like a, you know, like a brooding stranger. It's more like he's going to dodge my phone calls.
Yeah, I'm definitely passing on the nondescript. It doesn't know what the hell it is. And it's a little creepy. It lurks, you know, it definitely has the clingy vibe to it. Because it technically would, you know, follow you around, possibly stalk you for a while before, you know, trying to take you away, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it's too much like a hide behind. It's like you feel it walking up behind you, but then you look behind you and then it's gone because it's like, you know, hiding behind a tree. Too stalkery for me. All right. Up next, we have a cryptid that we talked about way long time ago, like 3 seasons ago, I believe. The Raystown Ray. The Raystown Ray is in Raystown Lake and is a lake monster. And I kind of, well, you just go listen to that episode. You'll see what I'm, yeah, it's on the list. That's all I'm going to say. We're treating it as though it's theoretically available.
What kind of lake monster looks are we getting here?
Like every other flipping.
Like a plesiosaur?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not. Yep. It's called the quote Raystown Ray, and it doesn't even look like a ray.
The name led me to believe we're talking about a stingray, but we're talking about like a champ or a Nessie here.
Nah, we're talking like a plesiosaur type looking creature. Well, some say that, and then supposedly a photograph was taken where it has sort of a hump look to it, almost like a serpent coming up out of the water.
Oh, I see.
And down. Anyway, so Cord, I think you know this one pretty well. Smash or pass the Raystown Ray?
Let me think on this a moment.
I just want to say they made a patch of it and it's glorious.
We talked about that in the episode, yeah. I was like, the patch is really cute.
I love it.
I'm going to say probably smash.
Wow. Surprising turn of events here.
Yeah, a little bit. I like the murky mystery. I'd have to be diving around to see him. And, you know, I like swimming and diving. So why the hell not?
For me, here's the thing. It's an aquatic creature, right? And I don't want to say, like, I'm not into aquatic creatures. I'm not into smashing, like, in lakes. And on that basis, I think I'm going to have to pass on this guy.
Oh my God. It's his first pass.
Here's like my big maybe. I'll probably pass like complete sexual, but like if I could be standing on the coast and he could be that the Racetown Ray could be using that throat for something, I'm in. But I don't want to have to go into the lake to engage in smashing.
I am 100% smashing the Racetown Ray. I would smash a plesiosaur. They're my favorite dinosaur. And I mean, it's just, they could take you on an adventure, a magical adventure under the sea. You could go fishing on his back. I mean, he's got that long neck.
Okay, so I'm definitely passing on the Racetown Ray.
Boo.
So I will say that if I'm going to look at this theoretically, if it existed, I would not smash it because I am not interested in going into a lake ever for any reason that I can't see the bottom of. Things that live in the water are usually scary. Water wants to kill you. Everything in the water probably wants to kill you and can kill you in some fashion, including bacteria. Yeah, not, nope.
You see, it's funny because I have a horrible fear of not being able to see the bottom of like large bodies of water. It's like I'm terrified of the ocean, but for the plesiosaur I'd consider making an exception.
That falls under the what you will do for love, right? Like, or in some cases just a quick hookup. Next up we have one of the most ridiculous cryptids probably ever in all the history of anything that is cryptid related, and that is the Pennsylvania squonk. This thing is so absolutely pathetic that it basically cries itself to death. And we did do an episode about it. And oddly enough, on YouTube, it's one of our most listened to on YouTube of all places. Yeah, he's ugly, absolutely ugly. He's so ugly that when he sees himself, he cries and then he turns into a puddle and dies.
Imagine warts, wrinkles, folds, hairless.
Yeah, again, we did a whole episode on the squonk, so go listen to that. That's an earlier one, but still fun. We give you all the deets, and you get to hear JC talk about how great it is. So if you already know JC, if you're a longtime listener, then you're probably going to get ready for a very long diatribe about how much in love he is with it already.
I was going to say, just wait 45 seconds and you hear JC talk about how great it is.
So, Cord, would you smash or pass on the squonk, though?
Hold on. Let me go put my protective gear on because JC is going to drive to my house and fight me over this. Let me go lock my doors real quick. Hold on. I choose pass. And here's why. The squonk is a crybaby. I don't like people who whine. What I dislike even more is people who don't respect how important self-love is. And if you hate the way you look that much that you literally cry over it, it means that you need to make a change. And that is a self-love.
Man, getting real with the squonk. He didn't just turn him down. He gave him a life lecture.
Yeah. You need to learn how to love yourself before you can love me. I choose pass.
It comes to no shock to anyone listening, I assume, and definitely not to you guys. I'm gonna smash for a few reasons. One, the counter Cord's argument. Sometimes the best way to start loving yourself is to have someone love you and remind you of that daily, which I would do for a squonk. Every goddamn day he would be told how beautiful they are, and it just, you know. So right there, I'm going to start working on this guy's self-esteem and bringing him up. Because one of the most rewarding things you can do is build somebody up.
Fair.
And then I'm going to smash because they're... Once they start working on themselves, you're just in for it. Like, you're just... There's no downfall. There's no downfall.
Oh.
Until he gets too confident in himself and leaves you for Bigfoot.
Oh, shit.
You mean...
Oh, shit.
Confident now enough what? That we start having a loving relationship and he helps me build myself up. and have my own confidence and physical image improved, and then we just stay together happily forever.
Ooh, beautiful.
There's nothing you could say or do that would stop me from loving a squonk the rest of my entire life.
And listen, I love the squonk. And we have a lot in common as we share that. And I think it honestly, it's probably based in the same thought process that we both absolutely love potatoes. I feel like the squonk is the potato of the cryptid community. And I adore them so much, but I'll put back to something I said earlier. I am shallow as and squonk, I can't look past the warts. It's the lack of hygiene, the oozing, the acne that like you see all over the squonk. I couldn't get past that. So I would friend zone the squonk and I would kill for the squonk and I'll support the squonk in whatever decision it wants to make in its life. But I just don't feel that way about you, squonky. Pass.
Okay. Here's the thing. The squonk is not something that you f***, okay? The squonk is something that you need to take care of and nurture and help out because it's so goddamn pathetic, all right? That's not the dude that you f***. That's the dude that you try to lift up, make him a better person for somebody else to f***. That is what I think of the squonk. He's that dude friend who just needs a little bit of confidence. And then when he finally meets the right person and you get that little smile on your face, a little twinkle in your own eye because you know you helped do that. That guy just got the best looking girl in the whole high school and you did that. You helped that dude get that girl. That's the squonk for me. So I'm not f***ing the squonk. I am going to get the squonk the best goddamn I possibly can though.
Kiki, I love it. You and I, this is why we're friends. The other two are shallow fools.
I feel like the squonk would be the kind of person like you smash once and they will not stop calling you.
I wouldn't want them to.
It's just like everything you do. You just like you said goodbye. I'll see you later. 15 minutes later. What you thinking about? Also, they're the kind of lover that keeps a shirt on during sex.
That's fine. We're going to be so passionate. We're going to get into it. It's going to be so heated. I'm not going to have time to take my shirt off, you know?
Wow.
Keep saying shit, Kayla. I will do whatever is possible. I will counter any argument.
Last, not necessarily least, just doing it alphabetically. And that means that the Waterford Sheepman is at the bottom of the list. What's up with the Waterford Sheepman? Well, it supposedly is an abominable creature. I love that word. That terrorized the small town of Waterford, Pennsylvania in the early 1970s. Now, I was born in the early 1970s. It wasn't me.
I don't believe you.
So this thing travels up and down a place called Baghdad Road.
Hmm.
There's a lot of different legends about this thing. One of them happens to be that he's on a bridge. Unfortunately, I did find out that the covered bridge is closed permanently, so you can't park there anymore and go looking for it. This thing ranges from looking like a man, mostly human, except for the head being that of a goat with big horns. Other people have imagined it as being more like a giant walking sheep, like walking on two legs, kind of sheep humanoid. But it did apparently go after some animals on a farm, trying to rip them apart, feed on its flesh and blood. And sometimes this is referred to as a goat man rather than a sheep man. Apparently that's because sheep implies that it is kind and cute, whereas, you know, goat man refers to it maybe being a giant asshole that likes to butt you and not in a good way. We have not really talked about the Waterford sheep man, so we will cover that at some point as well. Cord, I think you should definitely fight the sheep man of Waterford at some point.
Sure.
I'm gonna get Ben on that shit, okay? So,
sure.
There's a lot of good side stories about the Sheepman. It's intriguing. Well, we have to get into it.
Speaking of getting into it.
So, Cord, smash or pass that Sheepman, baby.
So, I am going to say, whilst you want him and me to fight, unfortunately today we're going to have to settle for me and him fricking, because I'm going to say smash. Mostly because since he's a sheep man, he has a nice, soft, fleecy fleece. Thank you very much. I will cuddle with that, please, afterwards.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna smash the sheep man for sure. Like Cord said, you know, he's gonna be warm and cuddly, so and nice and soft, so you can cuddle after. But even during the fur, you just grab onto that, right? It's handles everywhere, basically. Not hard enough that hurts him, you know. Always have a safe word, but you know, it's just gonna be a wild time. We're gonna be roaming all up and down Baghdad Road, just smashing each other nonstop. The covered bridge won't have a cover on it anymore. It's gonna be wild. But yeah, I'm smashing.
So smash. 100% smash. No regrets. Smash. I would smash the Waterford Sheepman.
No regrets.
No regrets. So I have a thing for like pan-esque creatures. So I'm a big fan of like satyrs. And whether it be sheep or goat, I'm still good for it. I'm here for it. I just love the pictures and like the stuffed creatures that they have of the Waterford Sheepman. Like, it's fantastic. You describe it as being like cuddly and soft. No, I can tell you that is, I looking at that picture, that is not what the Waterford Sheepman is all about, but I'm still here for it. And maybe that's more telling on me than it is the Waterford Sheepman, but it is what it is. And I accept that I am just nasty, apparently.
I'm proud of you.
Even I didn't know.
I'm a little upset with myself for being that excited about the Waterford Sheepman, but here we are.
Okay. So it's the horns. Gonna have to smash. Especially if Sheepman looks like more like the human dude with giant horns. That's a tiefling, and I'm all about it. Totally. Yep. I'm there. 100% smash all the way. Holding on to those horns too, baby. That's where it's at. I have fallen so far from grace. What the fuck is wrong
with
me?
Okay, we're all a little bit of a freak.
All right. Wow. So we got two here. Dragon of Fayette County and the Waterford Sheepman that we all said we would smash. So that means we have to have a smash off. So of those two.
It's not going to be rough for me. It's the dragon.
I'm all in on the Waterford Sheepman. I'm bad.
I think I gotta go Waterford Sheepman as well. Well, the thing is, like, really? One of my biggest pros with the dragon was he can make me feel safe cuddling, like, after. But honestly, the Waterford Sheepman could make me feel safe cuddling after as well.
You know what made me feel safe about choosing the dragon? Deep-throated calls.
Valid point.
Okay, so we have Cord as the dragon. We got JC for water for Sheepman. Kayla, Sheepman all the way, right? Okay. Guess what? Me too, baby. Yeah. So there you go. Waterford Sheepman is the most smashed cryptid in Pennsylvania.
Bullshit!
So we'll be keeping track of who we smashed and passed on. And by the end of this season, we should have a giant smash off special episode for maybe like New Year's Eve.
Oh, shit.
Where we combine all of the winners of the, if there is a smash off, because there's no guarantee that there will be. So if there's any winners, we'll have a special New Year's Eve episode at the end of the season where we have a giant smash off for all those who won during the year. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
That would be great. We bring in like a special guest.
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you for joining us for our new segment of Smash or Pass. Here's the thing. It's not just going to be cryptids. We're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. I got a lot of ideas for this ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous thing that we're going to do for funsies, because I think the operative word here is whimsy. Season 5 is whimsical. We are going to be doing a lot of just fun things. We had a very rough year last year. I think a lot of us did. A lot of listeners did too. So, you know what? Let's just have some fun, man. You know, like I have educational stuff planned, but it's all more on the whimsical side of things for season 5. Oh, yeah. I think y'all are going to love it. And Cord's got something planned too for the summer. That's going to be really sweet.
Yeah, I'm hyped for summer. Summer's going to be fun.
I'm hyped too because the thing that Cord's going to be covering is specifically is not a subject that I'm familiar with at all, but yet I'm very, very interested in it because it involves a culture that I absolutely adore and love. And some of you, this is a surprise, so we're not going to talk about what you're talking about. Bonus episode, you get to hear a little tiny bit about it though. Thanks for, you know, sticking with us this long. But yeah, it's a culture that I really love. I know Cord loves it. And I'm not sure, JC, Kayla, are you excited for the summer festival of blank / redacted? Or
yeah,
absolutely. Only because Cord is so good at telling the stories that I'll just listen. I don't care what he's talking about.
Right. Well, until next time, stay spooky and don't smash anything.
That we wouldn't.
Go find yourself somebody who values you the way JC values the squonk.